हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते दक्षिणामूर्तये मह्यं श्रियं मेधां प्रज्ञां च प्रयच्छ स्वाविद्विषावहैः ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रम् नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदम् गुरुम् मुमुक्षूणाम् हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधोऽभिधीयते। सो इन् दिस् बुक् आफ् सेल् तत्त्वबोधः हु वाण्ट्स् यु फर्गॉट राड्निजीस् बुक् यु हैव टु गिव इट् टु If I, you know what, I'm a lazy person, so I didn't bring my book, okay? I'm not lazy, but I know things, that's why I didn't bring that. And once you start, you can learn. No? So, this book of self-knowledge, Tattva Bodhaha means knowledge of the truth, which means knowledge of the self. And here, the entire subject matter of the Shastram is presented in under five different topics, headings. And the first topic was what? The Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampattihi, the fourfold qualifications required for the self-knowledge, was the first topic we discussed. Thereafter, the second topic was the analysis of the individual. Analysis of the individual, why do we need to do the analysis of the individual? Unless you know the true, what is actually the truth of the individual, we cannot know later understand the truth of the whole cosmos. Therefore, the Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, or you can say Jiva Vicharaha, Vyashti Vicharaha, or the analysis of the microcosm was the second topic discussed. And there we understood how the every individual, Jivaha means what we can say, every individual is combination of both Atma and Anatma. Understand? An individual, if you ask who is an individual, what is an individual? An individual is combination of both Atma and Anatma. That means what? There is a self, there is also non-self. And we say the Anatma means what? Anatma means anything other than the self is non-self. Anything other than the self is non-self. Anything other than the Atma is Anatma. And here we do not know what Atma is. We do not know what the self is initially. So we say every individual is a combination of both Atma and Anatma means. And we say anything external to the body is what? Anatma. What is Anatma? An object of knowledge is Anatma, and Atma is the subject of knowledge, the knower is the Atma, object of knowledge is Anatma, the subject of knowledge, the knower is Atma, and object of knowledge, the known is Anatma. So here anything external to the body can be easily negated as Anatma, we know that very well. We don't mistake the known as the knower. But only here, this Atma Anatma Vivekaha, here the subject object analysis is very important, because that is how we learn to objectify our own body. Our own gross body is what? An object of knowledge. Therefore, body is Anatma, and at least our gross body is Anatma, subtle body also is Anatma. Therefore, here this individual, when we analyze the individual, individual is both combination of both Atma and Anatma. And what is Anatma here? Everything, anything external to the body is Anatma. But an individual, what is Anatma here? So Anatma we saw presented in three groups consisting of 11 components. You know, 6 will do, but still with the Atmabodha teacher presents 11. 11 components. Why? Because we saw how the gross body, sthula shariram, is Anatma, then sukshma shariram is Anatma, and also karana shariram also is what? Anatma. And then we saw the three bodies, Then we saw the same three bodies discussed in different way as, you know, five different layers of personality. Because at five different levels we make mistakes. We make mistakes means what? Just as we take the body for the self, at five different levels we make error. There's error in erroneous identity. You know? So where all we identify ourselves with, that level of wrong identity is said to be that one layer of personality here. So there are five different personality, and we saw how this annamayaha koshaha, pranamayaha koshaha, manomayaha koshaha, vijnanamayaha koshaha. Remember all those things? Because we are meeting after a long time. Anandamayaha koshaha. So we had these five layers of personality, and they are nothing but same sariratrayam, three bodies, understood as five different layers of personality, also anatma. And we also saw how the and three states of experience, three different states of experience. And there is a waking state or dream state or deep sleep state. All these three states of mind are what? Different states of mind. But in all the three states of mind, means that mind is anatma very well. And every state of mind also is what? Definitely. Anatma. Mind state, you know, the state of mind, that is. So sometimes mind is asleep, totally passive, no thought rises, deep sleep state. And there's one stage, mind is half awake, half asleep, or there's only dream. Understand? There's a stage where mind is very active, the waking state. Three different states of mind, states of experience. There's also object of knowledge, therefore anatma. And here atma, who is atma? Atma is not the any object of experience, object of knowledge, not even the experience. And okay, atma is what? The experiencer is the atma. In every state of experience, the experiencer is atma. Therefore, the atma, when you say experiencer is the atma, means the knower is atma. Knower is atma. And this knower is atma, therefore the knower, the atma, subject of knowledge, is different from the body, mind, sense complex. This thula shariram, sukshma shariram, karna shariram, pancha koshaha, and avastha trayam, three states of experience. And what is this atma? What is this knower then? Who is this knower? We know the knower is different from the anatma we knew. But who this knower is? This knower is atma. Knower is atma means, then is knowing an action on the part of the atma? It's not an action. Very sarupam. And how that atma is? No, atma, when you say it's a paramburul. No, I told you many times in the class. Only we have to understand the reality, the knower atma, in terms of sarupam. Sarupatte vaitthaan purundhu kollanum solirken. What is a sarupam? How is it? There is Sachidananda sarupaha. Atma kaha. Hey, who is this knower? I know very well. When we do this atma anatma vivekaha, drit drishya viveka prakriya, through this method of distinguishing the atma from anatma, I know very well, it becomes very clear in the class itself. Definitely, anything known is not the, the knower is definitely is not the known. Knower is not the known. Therefore, body is known, mind is known, senses are known, pranas are known, powers of organs of actions are known. Understand? Even the three states of experience are known. Definitely knower is not any of this known. Therefore, knower is different. The knower is the atma. Knower is subject of knowledge. Therefore, no, I am subject of knowledge. Understand? Therefore, I, the knower, am subject of knowledge, different from everything known. Then who am I? That means, who is this? What is the content of the word I? Content of the term wave is what? H2O. Similarly, what is the content of the I? What is the substance of the substantive I? Okay? we know. I know, I, the knower, subject of knowledge, is different from the known. It is very clear. But who is this I? What is the content? That is why we know the knower is. But who this knower is? Okay, who this knower? Who is this I? Who this knower is? And what is this? That's what knower is, Atma. We say knower is Atma. If knower is Atma, another Atma, one more word. What is this Atma? Atma kaha. That's a question came. The student asked the question, Atma kaha. The teacher gave an answer, Satchidananda Swarupaha. This is what I explained in the last class, I think. Okay? And first I said, Atma is of the nature of knowing. A knower is Atma, and Atma, and what is the substance, what is implied by the word Atma? That which is of the nature of knowing. Chit means, I told you, knowledge. Chit means pure knowledge. What is another word to mean pure knowledge? Consciousness. What is another word for pure knowledge? Pure awareness. Pure awareness. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. This is chit. And chit, we can also say what? Chaitanyam, jnanam. So, listen carefully here. The chaitanyam, we have the word chaitanyam. We have also the word what? Chit. Chit, chaitanyam. This is another word for chit, chaitanyam. One more word is jnanam. Jnanam. What is this jnanam? What is this jnanam? Now, we have chit. Chaitanyam, jnanam. They're all synonyms. Consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge. In Tamil, we can say tuya arivu. Tuya arive paramburulna. Arive devam. They say all these words. You know that? How do you see pure knowledge? Understand? That is why understand the pure knowledge in terms of its swarupam. Understand consciousness in terms of its swarupam. I am repeating the sentence. This has become very clear. Understand the pure awareness in terms of its swarupam. Eppadi irukum thooy arivunna? You cannot draw. Okay, you cannot talk about it. But still you can understand it. That is why when we analyze the three states of experience, understand, in waking state, experience is, it is what? There must be an experiencer. Experiencer is there, waking state experience is. Dream experience is, therefore definitely what? There is an experiencer without whom the dream experience is not possible. Similarly, there's a deep sleep state experience which you share when you wake up from sleep, which implies what? There's an experiencer in deep sleep state also. Understand? Therefore, in deep sleep state, when no thought is there, including the knowledge that I am, endha ennamum illada podu, when all the thoughts remain resolved, including the thought, the knowledge that I am, what is there? Okay? There is something which is aware of nothing being there. That is what is pure consciousness. It's a proof, isn't it? And we say how pure consciousness is. Always I give the example of this light. This light is called light. Okay? Light is called, not the bulb, I mean, just the prakasha, the light here. The light which is there pervading the entire room. Okay, there is light here, oli, not the bulb, I mean the very light, the substance called light, oli engindra or porul, okay, it is not gross, you know that. And how will you define light? You have to define the word light. Why prakashaha, the very word light, in Sanskritam we call prakashaha, in Tamil we call it oli. No, olikku oyen olin per therima. What is oli? How will you define the light? Idu thanaga olirugiradho mattrade olira cheyiradho. No? விழுகச் செய்வதால் ஒளியின் பேர். That which lights up objects is called light. Why light is called light? Because it lights up objects. விளங்கச் செய்கிறது. Understand? Lights up objects. And that by which other objects come to light, are brought to light, is also called what? Light. Light is that which brings to light, which lights up all other objects. Understand? Light is that which reveals itself, understand? Which shines by itself, because you don't need another light to see whether light is there. Light is that which is self-luminous, self-revealing, and which brings to light other objects, or you can say which lights up other objects, that by which objects come to light is called light. எது தானாக ஒளிர்கிறதோ, எது மற்றவர்களை ஒளிரச் செய்கிறதோ, எது இருப்பதால் எல்லாம் ஒளிர்கின்றனவோ, இட் இஸ் லைட். திஸ் இஸ் த லைட். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ்? தட் விச் லைட்ஸ், லைட்ஸ் அப். யூ சே தட் விச் லைட்ஸ் அப், லைட்டிங் அப் இஸ் இட் அன் ஆக்ஷன்? லைட்டிங் அப் இஸ் இட் அன் ஆக்ஷன்? நோ. பிரிங்கிங் டு லைட் இட்ஸ் நாட் அன், இட்ஸ் அ ஸ்வரூபம், இட்ஸ் அ ஸ்வரூபம். லைட் இஸ் திங்ஸ் கம் டு லைட். Similarly, knowing also, look at this. Jnanam, when you say, Janati iti jnanam. Arivadal arivendru sollapadigirathu. Arigirathu. Understand? That which knows is, when you say, Chit, no, in Tamil we call the word arivu. Thuya arivu when you say. That which knows is jnanam. That by which all every state of mind is known is what? Jnanam. Understand? This is why that the pure consciousness, we say, the knowledge is chit. And the same chit is what? The pure existence. The same chit is what? Because it is beginningless, endless, changeless. It is timeless. It pervades everything, spatially limitless. And every object is basically, ultimately, consciousness. We say it's also object-wise limitless. Therefore, Atma is Hachidananda Swarupaha. Atma is of the nature of knowledge, existence and limitlessness. Remember this? I had to last class. I explained a lot last class, I think. Remember this? This is what is Atma. இதுவே நான் என்ற சொல்லின் பொருளாக you what that which you understand as the meaning of the word I is what? In fact, the Paramburu, the absolute reality. When you understand what you understand as Sat, as what you understand as Chit, Sat, Anandaha is what? Paramburu. There is no other Paramburu. There is no other reality. This is how you start understanding first. Clear? This is the, with this individual analysis gets over. Now next comes, look at this. Don't worry about it. Even if you didn't understand, it will become clearer later on. Then the next topic, the third topic we have to enter into today. The third topic that is taken for discussion in Tattva Bodha is the analysis of the macrocosm. Or the Srishti Vicharaha or Samashti Vicharaha. Samashti Vicharaha means what? Enquiry into the entire cosmos. Or you can say nature of the cosmos. Or you can say cosmology. Or analysis of the total cosmos, the entire cosmos. Analysis of the macrocosm is samashti vicharaha. You can say that begins with the third, that is the third topic. So this any Upanishad or Bhagavad Gita or any Shastram, I mean any Vedantic text does not talk much about the creation in detail. Just it says, it talks about the creation, means how did this, the whole so-called universe, the whole cosmos, the universe, how did it come into existence? No, it just, it says, and here Dhatubodha teacher says, atha, hereafter, chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. Vakshyamaha, say that, atha, chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. Vakshyamaha means what? We shall explain here. What shall we explain here now as a third topic? No? The analysis of the macrocosm, the total is started here. So yes, we shall explain now. Prakaram. Prakaram, prakaraha means the mode. Eh? How? Okay, the mode. Of what? Utpatti. Utpatti prakaram. Utpatti means what? Creation. You know the word, Tamil also we have the word utpatti. Utpatti means creation. So, utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. We shall explain the mode of creation of this universe. So the mode of creation of what? Chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. Chatur stands for 4. Vimshati means 20. Chaturvimshati means 24. Say that chaturvimshati. Say
chaturvimshati.
I'm going to teach you numbers here out in Sanskrit. I'm going to teach you some numbers in Sanskrit and all that. I'll teach you numbers and all that. Anyway, chaturvimshati means 24. Chaturvimshati tattva. No? Chaturvimshati tattva means principle. So, chaturvimshati tattvam, don't think as truth. Here does not mean truth. It's principle, okay? Chaturvimshati tattvam means the whole universe is given a name, chaturvimshati tattvam. In the padipukke oru peru 24 tattvam. You can either say jagat, look at this, jagat. Okay, prapanchaha. What's another word? Chaturvimshati tattvam. 24 tattvam na ulogam nartham. Understand? He says chaturvimshati tattva utpatti prakaram vakshyamaha. We shall explain the mode of the creation of this 24 principles. Understand? Or simply he says we shall explain the mode of the creation of this cosmos. Otherwise known as chaturvimshati tattvam. Chaturvimshati tattvam is another word for what? Universe. Why? We understand later on. Why the universe is known by another word, chaturvimshati tattvam, that we will understand later on. Is it clear? So he first, no? Before you see the book, let me introduce the whole teaching, I tell you, then we can see the book. A book we may see, you have to see the book next week, don't need to see today. So, how this Tattvabodha teacher presents in this, well, he presents it, no? As the Shastram presents, Tattvabodha teacher also presents the creation here. He first says, what was there? The universe came into being. Before the universe came into being, what was there originally? Before the child is born, originally, there must be who? Father and mother. Understand? Similarly, before this universe came into being, there must have been originally something. Out of nothing, something cannot come into being. There must have been a cause from which this universe would have originated. So he says, first there was Brahman. Now he introduces the word Brahman. There was Brahman. And there's also another thing, Maya. Did it speak to you about it?
You mentioned it last year.
Last year. Okay. There was Brahman, also Maya. These two principles. But they are not two different things, but two orders of the same reality. There was Brahman, there was Maya. And we say, hey, the Maya, Brahman is otherwise known as what? Purushaha. And Maya is said to be Prakritihi. Understand? Maya is said to be what? Prakritihi. Brahman is said to be what? Purushaha. We say Purushaha and Prakritihi, what are these two? We say, this Brahman, the Purushaha, is said to be the efficient or the intelligent cause of the whole creation. And Maya is said, looked upon as the material cause. Not looked upon, Maya is the material cause of the universe. Understand? So both are beginningless. Brahman is beginningless. Maya also is beginningless. Therefore, Brahman did not create Maya. Understand? Brahman did not create Maya. But Maya also is what? Beginning, anadi. Brahman also is anadi. Maya also is anadi. Both were there originally. And what is this Brahman? Next question comes. What is this Brahman? Understand one thing. Brahman is nothing but Atma. Brahman is nothing but Atma. What is Atma? Atma is Sachidananda Swarupaha. Atma is that which is pure knowledge, which is of the nature of existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. The reality which is of the nature of knowledge, existence and limitlessness is Atma. Understand? The same Atma is what? Brahman. Brahman and Atma are not two different things. They are the same thing. Two different names are given to the same thing. Why? The reality with reference to an individual is known by the term Atma. Reality with reference to the whole Jagat is known by the term Brahman. So Brahman was there and Maya also was there. Both are anadi, beginningless. Understand? And from this, we say, from this Brahman, why do you say they are not two different things? They are not two different things, but two orders of the same reality. Look at this now. When I say, there is ocean and there is water, are there two different things?
No.
Not two different things. But is there ocean or not? Yes. No, there is no ocean at all. Can you say that? No, there is ocean. Is there water? Very much there. Without which ocean cannot exist. Therefore, when you see the ocean and the water, okay, you have to say, a ocean, the water is... The water can be without the ocean, but the ocean cannot be without the water. Therefore, of these two things, one is the two orders of the same reality. What is the reality there? Water. For water is satyam, ocean is mithya. Understand? Satyam and mithya. Remember satyam and mithya? Long ago I taught you. Similarly, here also, this Brahman, the Purushaha, can exist independent of the Maya, whereas Maya cannot exist independent of Brahman. Understand? There are two different things, but two orders of the same reality. And we say, therefore, Brahman is Satyam and Maya is Mithya. Brahman has independent existence, whereas Maya has dependent existence. And we say Brahman does not undergo any change, whereas Maya undergoes change. One thing, one common thing between Brahman and Maya is both are beginningless. Understand? We say. In fact, we shouldn't even say both. Only for want of words, I'm using the word both, really speaking. Two orders, that's all. Now we say, from this Brahman and Maya, okay, Maya, came into being first subtle elements. Subtle elements. I have to tell you one thing here. This Maya is nothing but threefold combination of three powers. Three powers. Hey, what is this Maya? Maya is a name given to the matter in its original subtlest form. Matter in its original subtlest form is given a name Maya. How was the matter in its original subtlest form? We cannot know. You can say the name of the matter, okay? Maya. We give the name Maya. And another word is what? Prakriti. Prakriti is another name for Maya. What is this Prakriti? What is this Maya? Matter. The original matter. If you say what is the matter, what is the Prakriti with reference to pot? Clay. What is the Prakriti with reference to the table? Wood. Prakriti means what? That out of which something has come into being. It is matter, isn't it? That is the matter. With reference to the whole Jagat, there is Prakriti. There is matter. Prakriti itself is a beautiful word. Prakarshena, kriyamanatvat. Prakriti. That out of which something has come into being is called Prakriti. So Maya is Prakriti here. Maya is the matter. Which matter? Matter, beginningless matter, original, okay, causal matter. Original causal form, Maya. This Maya is, what is its nature? It is of the nature of inertness. Inertness na nartham jadatthanmaya udayadu. What is that? It does not know its own existence. That which does not know its own existence is inert. Understand? Maya is. But Maya is. Therefore, this Maya is nothing but the combination of three powers, threefold powers. What are threefold powers? We say, listen here, Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi, Dravya Shaktihi. Jnana Shaktihi, the other way is called Sattva Gunaha. Kriya Shaktihi is called Rajo Gunaha. Dravya Shaktihi means Tamo Gunaha. Jnana Shaktihi, the power of knowing. Kriya Shaktihi, the power of activity, action. Then Dravya Shaktihi, the power of inertia, inertness. Understand? These threefold powers are called what? Jnana Shaktihi, Kriya Shaktihi, Dravya Shaktihi. These threefold powers are otherwise known as what? Three Gunaha. Hattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha and Tamo Gunaha. The combination of the three powers is said to be what? Maya. This is how matter is. Matter in its original form is what? Three-stranded string. One string consisting of three strands. How will be? Like three powers. This is what is Maya. You can't comprehend, no? You can't really try to understand how Maya would have been. Don't try to understand. Just know. Three powers. Understand? And so therefore, from this, what is Brahman? Sachidananda Swarupaha. Now you know what Brahman is, okay? So from this, Brahman and Maya came into being, what? First came into being five elements. What are the five elements? Not the so-called elements that we know now, subtle elements came into being. Okay? Sukshma Bhutani. Bhutam means element and Sukshma Bhutam means subtle element. Why do I say subtle element? Because we grass element we know now. Okay, we know five elements. They are grass elements. Subtle elements means they are imperceptible. புலன்களுக்கு விளங்காத சூக்ஷ்மமான பூதங்கள் ஐந்து ஓகே பஞ்சபூதங்கள் தோன்றின. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் நோ வர் பார்ன், சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் கேம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். சோ வென் இஸ் அ சட்டில், வி டு நாட் நோ ஹவு தி சட்டில் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், வி டு நாட் நோ, வி டோன்ட் நீட் டு பிரேக் அவர் ஹெட் டு நோ ஆல்சோ. ஜஸ்ட் சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ், லெட் அஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், அக்செப்ட் இட், லெட் அஸ் கோ வித் தி டீச்சிங் அண்ட் சி தெர் பி அ பாயிண்ட் வென் வி வில் ட்ரை டு வி வில் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் வி நீட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். So Brahman and Maya, two principles existed. From there first came into being five subtle elements. So subtle elements, what are they? Akashaha, Vayuhu, Tejaha or Agnihi. Then we can say Ap, Apaha, Prithivi. Okay, Akashaha, space, subtle space, subtle air, subtle fire, subtle water and subtle earth. All the five elements, the earth that we know now is a grass element. We do not know subtle elements, okay? Five subtle elements came into being first. This is the first, it's called in the Vedic model of universe, the first stage of creation is what? Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi. Panchabhutangal means not the ones which we know. We know are the grass elements. Yeah. Subtle elements. Okay? Yeah. Same elements, subtle elements. So, Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi, when you say creation of or the evolution of the five subtle elements. Now when you say the five subtle elements evolved from Maya, when you say, definitely whatever the gunas Maya have, whatever the gunas were there in the cause, should be found in the effect also. Understand? Therefore, all the five elements have what? All these three features or three factors, three aspects of Maya. Understand? So every element has what? Sattvic aspect. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects of Maya are there in every element. Therefore we can say sattva akasha, rajas akasha. We can say otherwise sat. Understand? Every element has three gunas. Every element has its three powers. Every element has these three powers. Subtle, very subtle. So first we say, Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi means evolution of the five subtle elements which have the gunas of the Maya. Understand? It's very natural, no? The cause, the nature of the cause must be must inhere in the effect naturally. Then next comes sukshma, from the sukshma bhutas, from the subtle elements evolved, look at this, from the subtle elements evolved subtle elementals. Sukshma bhautika srishtihi is the next stage of creation. Okay? Brahman and Maya were there. First, subtle elements were created. Created means what? They evolved. And then from the subtle elements, each subtle element had the three gunas of Maya. And from the subtle elements evolved the subtle elementals. What are the subtle elementals which evolved from this? Subtle elements, we'll see. Look at this. Each element has, I told you already, sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. Therefore, the sattvic aspect of, only the sattvic aspect of five subtle elements, okay, together formed the mind, antahkaranam. our minds, all our minds, understand? Mind, hey, what is this mind made of? Well, that's why it's very difficult. Imagine how subtle the mind is. Do you know how your every thought looks? You know how the desire is? How the desire looks? Do you know how the anger looks? Do you know how the jealousy looks? Do you know how the, you know, the thought?
Feeling.
How the knowledge looks? How the feeling looks? Okay, how the feeling looks? Understand? You don't know, but you only know the thoughts are. You know desire is. Abba, at least we know that. We don't know how the desire is. Okay? Understand? It's very subtle. It means what? You can't see through physical eyes. A mind itself is subtle. Imagine. That is why a mind is the product of the sattvic aspect of all the five elements. The sattvic aspect of the subtle space, sattvic aspect of the, understand, subtle air, sattvic aspect of the subtle fire, sattvic aspect of the subtle water, sattvic aspect of subtle earth, understand? The sattvic aspect of all the five elements alone together, understand, formed what? Antahkaranam, the mind.
What is sattvic exactly?
Just the name. Sattvic means what? The power of knowing is called, like, given a name. The power. You can't see the power.
Right.
Sattvic aspect, as I told you in the very beginning, the Maya is nothing but threefold powers.
Yes.
Okay?
But then you spoke about three gunas.
No. Three powers only are given, three given names.
Right.
The power of knowing is known by the term sattva-gunaha. The power of action is known by the word rajo-gunaha. The power of inertia is known by the word tamo-gunaha. Gunaha, that's what I'm saying. What happened, every people are talking about everything. We can't see the gunas. You can never see the gunas. Understand? But we will understand very clearly gunas later on. That's why I'm very slow in this class. I'm very, very slow. I'm not in a hurry. I'm very slow. Why? Because what is the point in rushing and running? They're understanding things. When you say Maya, people think, oh, something sitting. Maya means illusion. People write translation also. Not illusion. Who's an illusion? Understand?
It's a general understanding of Maya until you were saying this. I was thinking of illusion.
Yeah, there's a problem. பாடுவார் பாடும் உலகே மாயம் வாழ்வே மாயம் லவ் ஃபேத் பீப்புள் சிங் லைக் தட் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் இல்யூஷன் திஸ் இஸ் ஆல் ராங் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் ஓகே மாயா இட்ஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் மாயா சச் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ட் நோ வை மாயா இஸ் கால்டு மாயா யா மா சா மாயா ஏ மாயக்கு ஏன் மாயை பேருன்னா த மீனிங் இஸ் யா மா சா மாயா தட் விச் இஸ் நாட் பை இட் செல்ஃப் தட் விச் கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் பை இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் கால்டு மாயா புரியுதா எது உண்மையில் இல்லையோ அது மாயைனா எது இருப்பது போல் இருக்கிறதோ அது மாயைனா அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அமேசிங் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் You cannot say, illave illaadu solla mudiyuma kadala paathittu. Can you say, illave illaadu? Can you say, it doesn't exist at all? Ocean? No. Is it really there? No. Why? It is as though. It cannot be without the water. Appa unmayil illaadu, illave illaadu malla, unmayil irumai irupadu malla, irupadu po irupadu enna. That's called maya, okay? Anyway. So, it's called Mithya, okay? This is Maya's Mithya.
Yeah.
Listen, don't worry about it. Maya is a name given to the matter in its original causal form. The name. There's no reason why, suppose if you ask, no, according to the scientists, everybody is what? Some bundle of, you know, energy and then some kilo of flesh, that's all. You were given a name, there's no reason. Like a Maya is a name given to the matter in its original form. And the three powers are inherent there. Understand? You can't see separately. They're very subtlest level. Therefore, three powers of Maya are found in what? The effect. Every element has three powers. Therefore, we say the sattvic, understand? Sattvic aspect of this five, these elements alone become what? The mind. Antakarma. Every mind, okay? All our minds are what? Products of sattvic aspect of the five subtle elements. Understand? Now we say, look at this. And the sattvic aspect of each element has become the each sense power also. So the power of, look at this, the sattvic aspect of space, you know, space has special guna, the sound. The sattvic aspect of the subtle space has become the power of hearing. Sattvic aspect of subtle space alone, understand, has become the power of hearing. Sattvic aspect of the air has become the power of touch. The sattvic aspect of, understand, fire has become the power of seeing. The sattvic aspect of the water has become the power of taste. The sattvic aspect of the earth has become the power of smelling. So if you see, our each sense power, the indriya shaktihi, indriyam, not the physical part, the kanvili illa, it's all physical part, but the power, parkum shakti, no? The indriyam is what? Not the physical part, the power, subtle power. You can see my eyeball, you can see the eye, no? These, all those things, but it's not subtle. Subtle means, which I know whether my eyes can see or not. You know whether your eyes can see or not. The subtle power. Like the subtle power is called indriyam, the sense power, which I already explained to you earlier. The power of seeing, power of hearing, the power of smelling, power of taste and touch, these five sense powers evolved from the sattvic aspect of, okay, each element. So the respective sense power has evolved from the sattvic aspect of the respective element. Understand? Therefore, now we can say, from the sattvic aspect of space, power of hearing, from the sattvic aspect of air, power of touch, the sattvic aspect of fire, power of seeing, the sattvic aspect of water, power of taste, the sattvic aspect of earth, power of smelling. So these five subtle sattvic aspects alone, look at this mind, okay, and five sense powers, totally six. The six principles, what are the six things? Five sense powers and the antakaranam, the mind, 5 + 1 = 6 together have evolved from the sattvic aspects of five subtle elements. Is it clear now? Mm-hmm. Now we'll go to the next one. Sattvic is over. What is next now? Rajasic. Okay? So the rajasic aspect of the subtle elements, okay, all the rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements together have become the five physiological functions, always busy, very active. Activity, no? Subtle activity. Physiological functions. And the respiration, circulation, digestion, retention. Remember all those things we studied. The five physiological functions have evolved from this rajasic aspect of the subtle elements. All the subtle, okay, rajasic aspect of all the five subtle elements together formed what? Five physiological functions, five pranas. 5. Understand? Now I tell you. The rajasic aspect of each element has become the power of the organ of action. Every organ, every power of organ of action is what? Rajasic aspect of respective element. Understand? So this we can, now I can say 5 plus 1, okay, 5 plus 5, 10 here. 5 physiological functions plus 5 powers of organs of actions, together 10. Is it clear now? 10. Evolved from rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Now only one thing is there. What is that? Tamasic aspect. See, this tamasic aspect of all the 5 elements, now, tamasic aspect got divided into 2 halves. Tamasic aspect, first, the tamasic aspect of all the 5 elements, each element, divided into 2 halves. Irandaha pirindadu. Then what happened? One half, okay, the one half remained as it is. The second half of the tamasic aspect of each element again divided into 4. That means what? One half only. One half remained the same. Paadi appeared nirche. The next half divided into 4. Then what happened? The 1/8 of each element joined the tamasic aspect of other elements, other 4 elements. Suppose, for example, I tell you, now space, the tamasic aspect of space got divided into 2 halves. The second half got divided into 4. Then 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the air. The 1/8 of tamasic aspect of space joins the fire. 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of space joins the water. 1/8 of tamasic aspect of space joins the earth also. So each element has what now? Tamasic aspect of each element has got half of its own, 1/8 of other 4 elements. Understand? It's got mixing. It got mixed up. So tamasic aspect of each element has got 1/8 of tamasic aspect of other 4 elements also. This sort of mixing up is called grassification. Understand? This tamasic aspect, half of the tamasic aspect remains as it is. And it also has what? 1/8 of all other tamasic aspect of all other elements. Is it clear now? This is called grassification. This 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each element, look at this, very simple thing. 1/8 of tamasic aspect of each subtle element joining the other 4 elements is called what? Grassification. Is it clear? Then, these elements, the grassified elements are said to be the grass elements. Now what do we have, the so-called grass elements we have now? Space, air, now fire, water, earth, which we know now, the elements are what? Grass elements. The elements that we know now as grass elements are nothing but products of what? The combination of the tamasic, okay? Tamasic aspect of the subtle elements. Only tamasic aspect of 5 subtle elements alone, understand, got mixed up and became grass elements. Each grass element has what? Half of tamasic aspect of its own, understand, and then 1/8 of other 4 elements. This is how we have got gross elements. It's called Sthula Bhuta Srishtihi. So first I told you we have Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi, then Sukshma Bhautika Srishtihi. First we say from Brahman and Maya, first evolve the five subtle elements. Thereafter five subtle elemental products. Understand? Because mind, sense powers are subtle elemental products. Then we have the gross elements, Sthula Bhuta Srishtihi. Thereafter, from this Sthula Bhuta, this gross elements, this gross body has come into being. Not only this gross body, similarly, all the gross, the gross objects which we see in the world, all the gross things, what are the gross things? The perceptible, tangible, gross things which we see, which we perceive, all the gross objects, gross things have evolved from this gross elements. Including what? The plants, the trees, animals, all our bodies, everything, anything gross. Okay? Evolved from this five gross elements. Is it clear now? It's over. Look at this now. First Brahman and Maya were there. Then first subtle elements evolved. From this, the Maya has three powers. Maya is nothing but combination of three powers. These three powers are known as Sattva Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha. These gunas are inherent in the subtle elements which evolved from Brahman and Maya. And we can say from the subtle elements, first the subtle elemental products evolved. Subtle elementals evolved means what are they? Mind, sense powers, powers of organs of actions, and pranas. The subtle. Our subtle body, I am saying, the 16 factors which constitute our subtle body evolved from what? Sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Is it clear? Then the tamasic aspect of the subtle elements alone remained. Then that also what? If tamasic aspect of each element got divided into two halves. One half remained the same. The other half divided into four again. Four parts. And 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of each, understand, element joined the other four elements. Therefore, this process is called grassification. From here, we get the grass elements. So, the grass elements are nothing but products of the combination of tamasic aspect of the subtle elements. Is it clear now? And from this gross elements evolved the gross bodies and gross things. So Sthula Bhuta Srishtihi means evolution of, creation of the gross elements. And from thereafter we can say evolution or the creation of the gross elemental products. So, Sukshma Bhuta Srishtihi, Sukshma Bhautika Srishtihi. Bhuta means element, Bhautika means elemental. Thereafter, Sthula Bhuta Srishtihi, then Sthula Bhautika Srishtihi. Is it clear? This book is, we are going to read it from the textbook. Before we enter into the textbook, I wanted to tell you this to make it easy. When you read it, with the textbook, I am going to tell the same thing again. It will be easy for second time when you hear, it won't be difficult for you to listen. I can read it fast and finish it fast. Because the Srishti aspect of the thing is not very important for us. What the teacher tries to say here is, so everything has evolved from, look at this, everything has evolved from Maya, the original matter. Look at it, when the seed is there, you cannot find what? The plant. Okay? Where is the plant? Plant is, okay, non-differentiated condition. Okay, unmanifest in the, it's in the seed, in the form of a seed. But when you see the plant, can you see the same seed also? Seed has to completely break, undergo change to become the plant. Isn't it? No, I want to see the seed as well as the plant. It's not possible, isn't it? When you see the plant, the seed alone has undergone change, understand? Evolved into this plant. The plant was in the form of the seed. Similarly, Maya, okay, the all three powers, in matter in its original form, has become what? Undergone change to become this subtle elements, subtle elementals, gross elements, and the gross elementals. Maya has three gunas. Three gunas are there in the Maya products also. And Maya is inert, okay, is of the nature of inertness, and therefore Maya products also what? Are of the nature of inertness. That's why entire prapancha is what? Pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha means the entire cosmos is nothing but combination of modified form of the combination of five elements. Elemental model. The entire universe is elemental model. Elemental product. Entire universe is jada prapanchaha. Jadaha. Inert. ஒன்னுக்கு தனிப்பு தான் தெரியாது. You find out. Nothing in this universe knows its of its own existence. The whole cosmos is of the nature of inertness. Inert universe. Jada prapancha. Minus, okay? Isn't it true? You, including your body, mind, sense complex. Including everything is what? Now you see, this also understand, sort of understanding. Your body or anything external to the anything gross is nothing but product of gross elements. Your mind, okay, or anything subtle in the universe which you can't see, and all are nothing but manifestations of subtle, there are elementals. The whole material product, okay, subtle product, gross products. Products of the subtle and the gross elements. See, Maya itself is inert. Maya products also must be what? Inert. Maya itself is dependent. Maya has no independent existence. What about the Maya products? No independent existence. Understand? Is it clear? Therefore, Maya or Maya products, understand, everything is what? Mithya. Has no dependent existence. Has no independent existence. And we'll also study about, do you have time?
5 minutes.
I didn't teach anything. Time is gone.
Maya.
At least you know Maya Brahman existed. And we'll also learn here. Is it clear now? At least this much, some introduction is important here in the beginning. See, next class what we do, I will do with the text. Before we enter into the topic, I want to talk about it. Now you see, this, look at this. This, whatever is there in the whole universe is called Brahmandam. The whole subtle, understand? Just as there is mind here, subtle body here, similarly the subtle universe also. There is subtle universe. Understand? Suppose I do not see your mind, your sense powers, but still I can understand as I have my own, I understand my own mind, my own, I can see my sense powers. Similarly, understand, I can understand that there is also subtle body in other person's gross body. Similarly, we can also understand there is subtle universe in this gross universe. What we see through physical eyes is what? Gross universe. But there is also subtle universe. We can say sukshma prapanchaha, sthula prapanchaha. Is it clear? Sthula prapanchaha means gross universe. Sukshma prapanchaha is subtle universe. Now listen to me carefully. This universe is called Brahmandam. Say that? Brahmandam. Individual body is called what? Pindandam. Pindandam. Understand? Pindandam means what? Individual body, mind, sense complex is called Pindandam. And the total, understand? Total universe is called what? Brahmandam. If you happen to read anywhere as egg, don't read, okay? Cosmic egg or other egg energy. People call as egg, okay? Brahmanda means cosmic egg in wrong. Anda means egg in Tamil. They translate it as egg. We don't take it. Brahmanda means there's like cosmic egg. Don't use a rubbish translations. Brahmanda means universe. Brahmanda means universe. The cosmos. Universe in its totality is called what? Universe in its entirety. Padippu muluvadum when you say the entire cosmos is called Brahmandam. An individual body mind complex is said to be what? Pindandam. Pindandam. Pindam. Pindam puduchu thiruma. We say tithi day we say pindam. Understand? That's all. Ella maavu dhaan kadasila. In India, when we do the Shraddham Radhaji, when elders, ancestral puja we do, somebody dies and that person's the tithi. Tithi means the particular date he dies, we remember. Okay? It's Masika tithi we do, Varshika tithi also we do. Anniversary or monthly. And first when you do, and the priest has to come to do the puja. And we'll keep pinda, no? We make some big balls made of flower. You know what flower? This mangdal flower. We make the pindas and then they will do pujas and then they'll all those things and pinda. No, pinda they keep and they put their, that is like pinda. It stands for, okay? Stands for that.
So we throw that pindam also in the Ganges, yes. And we throw ourselves also in the Ganges. That's good.
No, that's symbolic. What I'm saying, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
No, because, no, that's why pinda means, no? Pinda means, actually pinda andam means what? Pinda andam is an individual body mind complex. So what is pinda andam now? Look at it, be objective here. Leave the Atma Brahman, okay? When the whole body, entire universe is a material product. Pinda andam is a material product. Brahma andam also is material product. Okay? This sthula shariram has come into being from what? Sthula bhutani. From gross elements evolved this gross body. From the gross elements evolved the gross universe. Sthula prapanchaha, sthula shariram. Look at this equal, okay? In pinda andam, we say sthula shariram, gross body. In the universe, in Brahmandam, sthula prapanchaha. So sthula prapanchaha and sthula shariram is what? Part of the sthula prapancha, isn't it? Like every wave is part of the ocean, every grass body is what? Part and parcel of the entire grass universe is evolved from what? Grass elements. Okay, grass elements evolved from what? Okay, tamasic, subtle elements, fine. And what about the subtle body now? Subtle body, sukshma shariram, is evolved from what? Again, five sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Similarly, sthula shariram you have is also what? Elemental product. Subtle body also is elemental product. Similarly, there is a sukshma prapanchaha. Just as your subtle body is the elemental product, outside, okay, external to your gross body, the subtle universe, sukshma prapanchaha also has evolved from what? Same sattvic, rajasic aspects of subtle elements. Understand? And subtle elements, all the three powers evolved from what? Maya. What is Maya? Matter. What is the nature of the matter? It has no independent existence. Why? It is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, the cause and the effect, matter and the material products, everything is what? Mithya. So, therefore, the teacher is going to say, pindanda brahmandayoho aikyam sambhutam. A pinda andam and brahma andam, okay, this gross body, this body mentions complex consisting of subtle and the gross body. Understand? And this universe also, subtle and the gross universe together are nothing but the products of elements. Elemental product. Is it clear now? Now we have to ask you only one thing. For the whole universe, subtle universe, which is inclusive of your subtle body, the gross universe, which is inclusive of your gross body, is what? Elemental product. Isn't it? It is mithya. That means, what is the satyam? Brahman. Understand? What is Brahman? Atma. What is Atma? Satchidananda Swarupaha. Therefore, what is Brahman? Satchidananda Swarupaha. Arivu Swarupamaha, Irupaha, Anithyamaha Irikkinra, Paramporule Satyam. Atavarthu Ellam Mithya. Everything is Mithya. Is it clear? And we also, this teacher in between talks about the devatas. How, suppose the one I have seeing power, there's a total seeing power. There's one mind, there's a total mind. The total knowing power. Total, okay, every individual power has its corresponding total power. The total power, samashti shaktihi, is called what? Devata. Okay, every power, individual power, has its corresponding total power, which is called Devata, deity. Puridhaya panana? Devate, devate na nanchitrikinga. Devata na per. And we say, all the devatas together constitute what? Illa shakti galinudaiya kootuk enna? Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. Okay, as an individual, I have little seeing power, I have little hearing power, I have little smelling, power of smelling, I have digestive power, I have everything, lots of powers. Every, understand, so many powers are inherent in our subtle body and the gross body. So all these powers have the corresponding, each power, an individual power, has its corresponding total power, total seeing power, total hearing power, total intelligence, total thinking capacity. Understand? So the corresponding total power is said to be what? Devata. And how many powers are there? So many. So all the devatas put together is what? The Lord, Bhagavan. Understand? Is it clear now? Who is the devata?
Total power.
Yeah, corresponding total power of each individual power is what?
Devata.
And this teacher also presents, why he presents it? Because for us to be able to appreciate the subtle universe. See, we see the gross universe, but we don't see the subtle universe. So you may say, oh, there's no subtle universe. You may say that, you know. Non-thinking people may say anything. So he wants us to think, come on, you have seeing power. Similarly, there's a seeing power in everything. You have your prana shakti. You have your physiological functions, prana shakti. Similarly, there's a prana shakti. Not only human beings and animals, also plants everywhere. Understand? So there are subtle powers in every, wherever you see any grass thing which is full of life, there you have to see what? Subtle powers being manifest. The total subtle power, you know, is called Devata. Given a name, Devata. And we say, and how many powers are there? Many. Shakti. So, Vyashti Shakti means what? Individual power. Samashti Shakti means total power. And all the powers put together is what? Ishvara. Bhagavan. Okay, the totality of powers. Things we say. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. At least today I didn't touch the book because I know I want you to get used to these names first. At least Brahman and Maya and all those things, names. Come back and talk to next class, okay? Anyway, we are not going to say there's creation. We will say later on there's no creation. There's only manifestation. But we are going to say that later on. Now this much, if you understood, it's enough. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.